Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Vicki Oliver. Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com is how you find her online. Her books are there. She's a career expert, and we're talking about saving your career for a lot of folks. We're talking about the sexual issues that are coming out and they're becoming in the news more and more these days. Vicki, thanks again for being here. We in the last segment, we said we were going to talk about how falling back on professionalism really is your best frame of reference, isn't it?
I think it is, and I think
when in doubt, what would a professional do?
Well, I would say when I'm talking about professionalism, first off, I'm talking about what you might wear to the office. For example, I feel like with women, I think they should sort of watch it with sleeveless, topless things. You shouldn't walk into the office like wearing clothes that you would necessarily wear to a party later
in the
office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to expose too much flesh. That's part of the code. I mean, in addition to that, your company will have probably an actual code that you should follow.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, coverage is a good thing at the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going to, as a woman, you would be less likely to inspire commentary if you walk into the office looking professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the same for men, too. You know, men should also dress professionally. So that's part of it. Another thing is just like the way you might act with a client might be a little different than the way you might act with your colleagues. And sometimes I think there's like a veneer of professionalism that you can put on that will also like save yourself and everyone from these allegations, you know? Just being a little more formal with the people around you, I think can help.
It seems to me that the way that for guys, I'm speaking for guys here, guys approach every situation, every interchange with a lady in the first example, 100% professional. Hi, how you doing? It's nice to meet you. And looking forward to working with you. Good job today. Blah, blah, blah. Until you get to know them and you both have earned a little bit of right for a little latitude to let the line, the leash out a little bit and to say,
right.
Hey, Vicki. Hey, morning. How you doing? Looking forward to tomorrow. Hey, by the way, you look great today. And if you didn't like that, you could say, "Hey, Jim, I'd rather you not comment on my clothes or whatever."
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, let a little leash out, that kind of thing. But there's one thing I want to ask you about. In the last 30 years, we've become huggers in America. When I was coming up as a kid, no man ever hugged another woman. Unless they were really good friends, like the couples were best friends.
Right.
There was no male female hugging on the stage.
You're right.
There was none of that.
And kissing also.
There was none of that.
Right.
So we become huggers now.
Yeah.
How do we reconcile what's going on right now with the hugging society? How do we do that?
I just think a lot of it, and we were talking a little bit about this during the break, a lot of it is the tone that you do it with, you know? There's a way to say, "Hi, you look fantastic today," that, you know, no, that would just, anybody would smile at that. And then there's another way you could say it where it could be misinterpreted. It's a little bit like, you know, telling a joke.
But a hug is a hug. Now, there's a difference in a frontal hug and a sidle hug.
There's a difference in a friendly bear hug.
Yeah.
And a more sexual.
But there is. But now, wait a minute, Vicki. There is for a guy, but maybe not for the woman. See, that's the thing. This is I just wonder how we're gonna. I don't have an answer for this. I'm just wondering how we're gonna reconcile what's going on these days, the heightened Me Too thing, and the hugging scenario.
Sensitivity, heightened sensitivity,
yeah.
But when in doubt, let's say you do give somebody a hug, a friendly office hug, you know, you can say, I hope that's okay. Ask them.
Yeah.
And if they say, well, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, just then never do it again.
I don't hug my employees.
Yeah.
I just don't do
but,
it.
But, you know. Right, you don't hug your employees, but in some situations, I mean, you know, it was in the advertising world, and when you won a piece of business...
The guys appreciate that, by the way, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you won a piece of business, you know, it was natural to, you know, hugs all around. It just depends on how you're doing
it. I know, but this is what I'm worried about, though, Vicki, and I think you may agree with me on this. I'm worried that this is the kind of thing the most jeopardy. There's a lot of jeopardy that's being created by what's going on right now, and most of that is falling on the guys. And I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I think that's correct. I think it is correct to worry about. I think it is mostly on men, and I agree with you. We were talking a little bit about this during the break. I agree with you that sometimes, you know, if something's coming out 30 years later, memory also changes over the years.
Nobody's memory is that good. Hey, Vicki, will you come back?
Can we
make this a first installment and come back and continue to talk about this?
I would love to.
This is not going away.
No, it's not.
Thank you for your help. We appreciate you very much. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that. Don't forget Vicki with a Y. .com on the end. You'll find a great website and a lot of good stuff there, and you'll see her writings. She has a lot of articles on this, so that'll help you too. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.